on Panthers Radio with Zionomics, joined by forward Matthew Myers. Matthew, we'll talk about your testimonial very shortly and your first special night, but what about the weekend? How big do you think those two results over the storm were for the team?
Well, of course, they were great results, great to get 4 points, and we needed them in the Challenge Cup. Manchester are a good team, and they're very difficult to play in their own building, as they are on the road. You know, Saturday night, we managed to get away with a bit of a bigger lead and then hold on to it, and Sunday night was a battle. But it was a good game of hockey, and probably one of the cleanest games you can see in Manchester. You know, normally it's a bit more chippy due to the sort of ice and the rink itself, but Sunday night was a good game, and we're happy to come away with 4 points.
Do you think we saw a bit of resilience to the Panthers side this weekend? You had players in and out of the lineup, the really unfortunate incident with Dugita Groan, who we're glad it is okay, but you know, you had things going against you and things to consider. Do you think we saw a resilient side to grind those 4 points out?
Well, I mean, yeah, you could say that. I mean, we have to be able to deal with stuff like that. Guys getting hurt, this professional hockey, and that's what happens sometimes. And I think we'd be, you know, if we can't deal with stuff like that, it's not going to look good for us this season. That being said, of course, yes, we're happy to get the 4 points. And regardless of who's in the lineup and who's not, we still need to be able to perform every night.
And, you know, how much do you think as well going to Manchester? Because obviously fresh from remembering the 5-1 defeat earlier on in the season, it was a very different performance, wasn't it, from the one that you all put in a few weeks before?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, believe it or not, we actually played pretty decent hockey in Dundee for 40 minutes. We made some silly mistakes in the last 20, and, you know, a good Dundee side on home ice capitalised on the power play and took the 2 points. And if we didn't do that, we could have come away with 6 points. And you know, this week we have played better. We still got, you know, a long way to go if we want to really start challenging at the top and challenging for the Challenge Cup. But it was a step in the right direction for sure this weekend.
Glasgow on Wednesday, you know, I know you wouldn't bleat about the schedule, but 3-3, a few days off and then a trip to Glasgow. How do you as players kind of mentally and physically sort of prepare for such of what's a tough schedule at the moment?
Mentally, it's you know, for me and for, I think, for everybody, really, that's no problem. You're used to playing multiple games. In my opinion, I'd love to play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday every week and then do away with the practices. It's the games we love playing, and, you know, that's what's fun about the sport. So, you know, the multiple games in quick succession is no problem. Obviously, it's we're going up to Glasgow. The road trip's going to be, you know, reasonably long, but they're a team who are desperate for points too, so it's not going to be an easy night for us.
And then just want to touch on back home on Saturday against the Steelers. You know, is that the sort of game that the team still knows mean a lot to the fans?
I mean, no, we've largely got a new team, but I think, you know, the coach has reinforced how big the rivalry is with Sheffield, and of course the fans make it sort of special because there's, you know, the building's normally full and the atmosphere is that much better and that much more hyped up, so you can feel that, you can sense that just from the people in the building. So again, you know, it is going to be a big night. I think, is that that's a Challenge Cup game?
Cup of game, yeah.
Yeah, so again, it's a, if we want to progress through that round, you know, it's a really big night for us. And against a really, really good Sheffield team. So, you know, this week's going to be a difficult challenge on the road in Glasgow and then back home against Sheffield. So we have to be prepared to bring our A-game.
Just before we finish, just want to talk about your first event. Matthew Myers' testimonial season had your quiz night. Nearly 100 people basically in attendance. How was it for you?
No, it was great. Obviously, thanks for everybody showing up and thanks for everybody helping out and, you know, getting organised and doing everything that we need. I'm useless at organising.
That's a bit untrue.
I don't know what to do to organise. So thanks to the guys at the arena who've helped out and the volunteers here and the staff at the Salt Box for coming and working tonight. So, but it was a good night. Like you said, it was just shy of 100 people, which was sold out. Building for what we could get in here for tonight, so that was great. I think everybody had good fun, and we look forward to doing, you know, the next thing whenever that may be.